Actually, you know, since we're not going to talk about this on the podcast, I actually want to... What was your opinion of fucking Chronicle?
You know what? I hated that fucking movie.
You hated it?
I hated that fucking movie.
Why did you
hate it? I didn't hate it. Okay. I didn't like it as much as you guys did. Like, you guys were all like, this movie's great. There was so much...
I didn't think it was
great. I hated it. It was bad. I didn't like the fucking... The main guy, they spent way too much time making me look longingly into his eyes like I was going to fall in love with him. I just wanted him to go evil. I was like, we know you're going
to
go evil.
So you wanted him to do the Star Wars approach with Anakin Skywalker. He's good one moment, excellent when he just killed people.
No, listen.
At least they went into detail.
I knew that guy was going to go evil the first 2 seconds of that movie.
And I think,
when he was sitting in the room and he's like, Dad, I got a video camera. I was like, this fucker's tweaked. This fucker can't handle superpowers. This fucker's going to go evil. That's what went through my head immediately on seeing that fucking guy. I mean, sure, show us that his dad abuses him. Show us that his mother's dying. Show us that he doesn't fit in. And then move the fuck on. Don't spend 2 hours on that. And then have, like, one big-ass fight at the end of the movie. The fuck?
I like that they started learning their powers slowly and stuff. And that it went on for a while. And at first they didn't want to use them. And they started using them to goof around. Because that's what I would be doing.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't mind that part.
I'd be goofing around.
I just didn't like how much time they spent on, like, fucking building up the guy who went evil.
Well, they did
the guy who went good. I didn't know. I knew nothing about that guy. I had no idea what was going on with the guy who fucking killed him at the end.
Whatever.
What?
Like, I don't. That's the thing. Like, technically, he shouldn't have been able to kill him. The only reason why he was able to kill him is because that guy was too busy being hulking out. He was just like,
yeah. He was hulking out.
He probably didn't realize. No, but that's a legit kill. He didn't realize the spear was behind him.
No, the kill is totally legit.
It's a legit kill. It's not like Superman where it's like, I forgot I have this power all of a sudden.
But in a fair fight.
That guy got
he would not have won.
No, yeah.
No, in a fair fight, he wouldn't have won.
That guy wouldn't have won.
But the thing is, like,
the guy was enraged.
I felt no attachment to the other guy. Like, I like the guy, the president guy who died.
Yeah.
Well, I liked him way more than the blonde guy.
You know what? I sort of agree with you. There wasn't very much attachment to the other guy.
Yeah. I was like, this guy's like... And then at the end when he was having like his sob story moment next to the fucking... Whatever the hell they were there. The fucking Tibetans. I was like, you know what? I don't care. Because you haven't been in this movie long enough for me to give two shits about you.
He was there from the beginning. He was singing in the car. They were building character.
No. He didn't like the fucking kid that was fucked up in the beginning. He barely fucking talked to him at all.
Would you like the kid who was fucked up in the beginning?
Listen, no, I wouldn't. But he was too fucking busy chasing Poontan to be in the movie for most of the movie.
He wasn't chasing Poon at
all. Yes, he was. He was trying to hook up with the fucking blog chick.
Yeah.
You know he was.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, there's parts of the trailer that clearly weren't in the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, I still like the movie.
The movie isn't bad, but it wasn't like, you guys were like 7 out of 10. I was like, nah, 5 out of 10.
5
out of
5. Is an above average score.
Nah, yeah. I don't think it's an above average movie. I think it's a good movie, but not, like, great, not above average, not, oh my fucking god, I shit all over it so good.
You weren't entitled to that opinion, Gene.
No, I know. I get it.
Should have been there. You could have brought the average score down.
I would have been fine with that.
I'm just saying. You guys loved it. I didn't love it. I didn't love it.
I didn't do anything for it. What I liked was the tension because, like, I know you knew that he was going to go evil. Everyone fucking knew he was going to go evil. Yeah. I liked the tension. I was waiting for, like, oh, he's going to, like, have sex with this girl, but he's going to split her in half with his psychic mind. It's going to be terrible.
He didn't do any of that.
He's going to mind fuck her. I thought he should have
put her up against the wall and just started spraying her at the shower head. That's what should have happened.
Yeah. That would have been amazing.
That would have been wicked.
But I like the tension.
We totally went there, man.
I like the feeling of tension that kept.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I did like the camera though. You guys talked about that. That I thought was actually really.
And I liked how it was just like, okay, they have psychic powers. Steadicam.
Yeah, it's like bam, everything's nice.
Because your camera wouldn't be shaking if you had fucking telekinesis.
Yeah, I know.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I really though, like, I didn't like it as much as you guys, but I didn't hate it. I definitely didn't hate it.
So you would have given it what, like a 6?
No, probably 5.5.